Thank you for coming tonight to pray together for John. We're praying for a miracle. We do so in the presence of the same Jesus who worked so many miracles in the Gospels. Blind men cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." And Jesus drew near and gave them their sight. Deaf mutes came, grunting. And Jesus put spit on his finger and touched their tongue and said, "Be opened." And it was. The lame and the crippled cried out. And he reached out. And their life was never the same. Lepers rang their bell from a distance, asking for pity. And Jesus restored them to baby skin. Even those possessed exclaimed, "We know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." And Jesus commanded that they be quiet and come out of those they were holding in bondage. The Gospels are one long list of how Jesus healed. Tonight, we are before the same Jesus, asking for one more. It's noteworthy that in sacred scripture we see that often Jesus worked miracles, not because the one suffering was specifically asking, but because people who cared about that person were asking. How can any of us forget that healing of the paralyzed man? When they were carrying their friend on a stretcher, but they couldn't get through the door. So with great dexterity, they climbed up on the roof, opened the thatch, and lowered him straight down on top of Jesus. And Jesus, St. Matthew tells us, seeing their faith, forgave the man's sins and took away the man's paralysis. A centurion walked all the way from the Sea of Galilee to Cana to ask Jesus to heal his servant, and from a distance Jesus did. A royal official in Capernaum asked Jesus to heal his son from a distance, and Jesus did. A Syrophoenician mother with an attitude came up to Jesus and asked him at a distance to heal her daughter, and Jesus increased her faith. At first he ignored her, then said he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and then said he's not fit to take the food of the children and toss it to the dogs. But then when the woman said, "But even the littlest chihuahuas have more than enough to eat," he said, "Woman, great is your faith." He said, "Your daughter has been healed. You may go in peace." We likewise see it with our Blessed Mother at Cana of Galilee when she asked him to work his first miracle even though he wasn't prepared to. He didn't think it was his hour. Just simply saying they have no wine was enough for him to make 972 bottles. We come here bringing our friend John to Jesus, whom all of these people in the Gospel went to with confidence. We do so with faith. We do so with trust. We know that Jesus didn't cure all the people in Palestine. It's a great mystery why he didn't. But he wanted people fundamentally to accept him, not as a political messiah, not as a medical doctor, but fundamentally as a savior, someone who would come to heal their soul. And that's why one of the reasons he bid so many people not to say a word after their miraculous cure, so that people wouldn't categorize him in a way less than the full love he was coming to give. There's always something greater, even than a physical miracle. We're certainly praying for that something greater for John even more than a physical healing. And we're praying for it likewise for ourselves. We do all of this with trust in God. Jesus promised not to give us a stone when we ask for bread, not to give us a scorpion when we ask for an egg, not a poisonous eel when we ask for fish. But we never know if what we're asking for is something lesser. And the greatest response to our prayers, what he promises to give us, is the gift of himself. Sometimes he gives us more than what we want. When we ask for one thing, he gives us 100-fold. When we want him to walk with us a mile in our suffering, he walks 2. So it's key for us to trust, to say, fiat voluntas tua, your will be done. And it's also key for us to pray with thanksgiving that God will for sure hear and answer. Mother Teresa, when she used to teach her missionaries of charity to pray for something that was an immediate need, taught them to pray a novena of memorares. But rather than 9 for the novena, she would always ask them to pray 10. And the 10th was to thank Mary for having acted. We come here thanking Jesus in advance for however he in his wisdom chooses to respond, because that thanksgiving opens us and others up to something far greater. We ponder in most places on Thanksgiving Day that gospel scene of Jesus' healing of the 10 lepers. He wanted to encourage their faith. He wanted them to start walking toward the high priest before they had experienced the miracle. And along the journey, all 10 were cured, but only 1 returned to say thanks. And Jesus then gave that 1 leper, or former leper, an even greater gift. The gift of salvation by faith. Get up and go your way. Your faith has saved you. We come with that similar thanksgiving so that the Lord may give us and give John something ever greater. We do so here in the presence of the Eucharist, presence of Jesus. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, whenever he had a real miracle to ask, he would do it during Mass after the consecration. In the old rite of Lyon, which existed 200 years ago, no longer exists now. After the consecration, the priest had to hold his hands out straight as if he were literally on the cross. And it was at that moment that he would turn to God the Father and say to God the Father, "Before me, Father, is your Son, whom you have entrusted to me. I ask you in his name to grant this miracle or that." And that's when so many would happen. We come with faith here to that Jesus who works miracles. St. Paul tells us that if God the Father didn't even spare his own Son but handed him over for us all, would he not give us everything else besides? And the Father not only gave his Son, but continuously gives his Son. And everything else we could ever possibly ask for, including raising everybody from a cemetery, would be small in comparison to this gift. And that's why if God the Father gives us his Son in Holy Communion, our request for John is relatively small. And the giver of this gift can easily give that one too. So we ask tonight with faith for a miracle, confident in the words that Jesus promised, that if we ask, we'll receive. If we seek, we'll find. If we knock, God will open the door.